Since September 11th, being a stand-up comic has not been an easy job. Being an Iranian stand-up comic has been a real challenge, to put it mildly. That has not stopped Maz Jobrani. He does stand-up in Los Angeles. He grew up in Marin County in Northern California. Jobrani is a U.S. citizen, but he was born in Iran. Since the terrorist attacks, he's tried to figure out how and whether the events of this past fall can be made funny. He reminds an L.A. audience that being Iranian-American is tough these days, but that he has a remedy.
What I've done now is when people come up to me and say, Maz, where are you from? I look them right in the eye. I tell them, man, I'm Italian. Hey, all right, forget about it. All right, hey, that's amore, hey. It's sad, man. A lot of my Middle Eastern friends all of a sudden are named Tony. It's like, Tony. Hey, Tony, how are you, Tony? Okay, Tony.
Now, was this a joke prior to September 11th, or is this a post-September 11th joke?
Well, there was a variation on that joke before September 11th where I made fun of my friends, because I do have friends who name themselves Tony. And it's always very funny, because it's usually like the guy with the thickest accent, you know, and you're meeting girls and he's, you know, saying, come meet my friends. This is Hassan, Mohammed, Reza, Maz, and I'm Tony.
Not like them.
Not like them. I am Tony, you know.
Now, here's a joke you tell where you you dare to put us right in one of the hijacked airplanes.
And then I heard one of those bozos got on the intercom and pretended to be just another pilot, like he was going to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's on there. He's like, okay, we are cruising at 30,000 feet, my friends. We will be arriving on time, buddy. And headphones are at 50% discount. Why? Because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Now, some of the humor here is dialect humor.
Right.
Which always will get a certain amount of criticism, that you're playing off of stereotypes. You're mm-hmm. making fun of immigrants. What do you think about that?
It all comes out of truth. I worked at a stationery store for this gentleman, who would use, you know, my friend or buddy. I know other Middle Easterners who use that term. So you basically take it off of truth, and then you bring it on stage as a character. And the reason people laugh is because they all recognize that guy.
And then in Hollywood, too, you get typecast sometimes. I recently did a movie with Chuck Norris, and as a Middle Easterner doing a movie with Chuck Norris, it's bittersweet because you know you're going to die. You know, my agent called me up and said, you got a movie? I'm like, yes. He's like, with Chuck Norris. I'm like, damn. Because, you know, I'm not going to be his counterpart. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like Chuck and Hassan saving the world, you know? But, okay, Chuck, you get those guys. I get these guys. See you back at the base. All right.
Never ends up that way, huh?
No, never.
And have you found audiences when you do stand-up to be reacting differently, say, now in December, with a couple of months' distance between us and what happened in September?
You know, right when I started to talk about some of these issues, because at first I was just doing the Italian bit, but then once I started talking about other stuff, I realized that audiences were laughing a lot louder. They needed to laugh. And secondly, they were in tune with a lot of the references. Whereas before September 11th, I sometimes had to explain or use another reference. Now it feels like when I go up there and I say, you know, this has all been very exotic. You know, if a few months ago somebody came up to me and said Kandahar, I'd think they're swearing at me. But now people know what Kandahar is, and it's no longer a swear word, but it's a city in Afghanistan. Who would have known, you know? So they're laughing a lot more. They're a lot more in tune with what's going on.
Well, Maz, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Those guys screwed everybody. Those guys that hijacked the plane, they screwed everybody. They screwed me, they screwed you, they screwed future generations. Like, high school kids are going to hate those guys in the future, because their names are so hard to pronounce. History tests are gonna suck. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, name the 19 guys who hijacked the planes. Kids are gonna be like, Alpha Keek, Fakook, Alpha Cock, Fakook, Alpha Coco, Fakuku, Alpha Kiki. I'll forget it, man. Forget it. I'll take the F, man.
Comedian Maz Jobrani performing at the club Dublin's in Hollywood.